From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Today, 7 car bombs exploded across Baghdad, targeting civilians and police patrols. At least 7 people were killed and dozens more wounded. The violence takes place as the country's new prime minister-designate, Jawad al-Maliki, works to form a national unity government. NPR's Jamie Tarabay has the story from Baghdad.
It began with a blast during morning rush hour. A car bomb exploded near the health ministry in the center of the city. At least 3 were killed, and among those wounded were 2 policemen directing traffic. Then, 2 more bombings outside Mustansiriya University. Police say one of the dead there was a 10-year-old boy. Then another bomb, and another. And then, 2 cars parked about 100 yards apart exploded one after the other near Iraqi police patrols in an area of the capital called New Baghdad. It didn't end there. An Interior Ministry official reports on the discovery of 15 bodies, 7 found in one pickup truck, 8 in another, in the Abu Ghraib district of West Baghdad. The official says the men were all Iraqi soldiers who'd been on their way to training camps. All had their hands and legs tied. All were shot in the head. At Al-Kindi Hospital in East Baghdad, Hisham Muhammad sat nursing his injured hands. He was driving his bus near the university when one of the car bombs exploded. He said Sunni insurgents loyal to Saddam Hussein launched today's attacks because of the sudden political progress and the weekend announcement of a new prime minister.
They don't want the Shiites. They don't want the Shiites to take power. And we have the trial of Saddam. Why don't they execute him so people can rest? All this is happening because they want Saddam to stay in power so his men can stay.
Saddam himself, meanwhile, made another appearance in court alongside 7 co-defendants, all accused in the murders of 148 Shiites from the village of Dujail following a 1982 attempt to assassinate the former Iraqi leader. Today's session focused on verifying signatures on documents, including some approving death sentences for the Shiite men. The former Iraqi leader has refused to give the court samples of his signature. Saddam's half-brother and co-defendant Barzan al-Tukridi has said all along the documents are fake. Today he reiterated that claim.
I am capable of bringing an amateur, and he can perform in front of you, Your Honor, hear whatever you ask him, of making signatures on any document you want, as if it were the real signature.
The court also heard a recording of a telephone conversation between Saddam and another defendant, former aide Taha Yassin Ramadan. In it, they discussed destroying the orchards of the village of Dujail and transforming the demographics of the area.
We prepared a list of names of the employees, teachers, police, and laborers who are from Dujail. As for the suspected ones, we shall transfer them to other areas and bring in different people.
On the tape, a voice said to be Saddam's replies, "Fine." The taped conversation has been added to the evidence against Saddam and the 7 others. During today's session, defense lawyers presented 8 pages listing witnesses they intend to call. The trial's been adjourned until May 15th. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.